Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Paul and Clifford in Paul's studio at the top of the house.
You know, in a family, people get in the habit of taking each other for granted. You hear their voice, you know they're there, but you don't actually see them.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's about time you notice my new suit. This is what the successful realtor is wearing this season.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. First, Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief of acid indigestion because Alka-Seltzer contains an alkalizer that acts to reduce excess gastric acidity. First choice because Alka-Seltzer soothes and settles your acid-upset stomach. And fast. Yes, Alka-Seltzer is fast-acting because it's already dissolved, ready to go to work instantly and to help relieve your distress. So, for fast relief from acid indigestion, remember, always alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 16, Book 82. Clifford Barber left the house early this morning, spent a happy and rewarding day at the office, took a client to dinner, sold a subdivision lot. And now, at 8 o'clock in the evening, he walks through the house calling a cheerful hello. And there's no answer. He races up the stairs to the second floor. Nobody up there either. Disappointed, he lopes on up to Paul's studio on the third floor and is delighted to find his elder brother reading in his big chair beside the hearth.
Hi.
Well, come in. Where'd you go for dinner, Maudie's?
No, I joined the Mercury Athletic Club last week and I took a client over there. And?
And what?
Sold him a lot.
Well, good for you.
Paul, I've got the real estate business right in the palm of my hand. Hey, haven't you looked at me?
Huh?
You know, in a family, people get in the habit of taking each other for granted. You hear the voice, you know they're there, but you don't actually see them.
Hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's about time. You like it?
You didn't have that suit on at breakfast this morning.
No, it wasn't ready till this afternoon. You like it?
Yeah.
Nice over the shoulders now, huh? Mm. Notice his bow tie? Marty likes me in bow ties. I bought a dozen new ones this afternoon. Man, oh, man. Am I interrupting anything?
No, I was just reading. Sit down.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't know what it's like for me after all these years to go into a place like Brown and Tedler's and say, give me that, and that, and that. And know I'm going to have my own money to pay for it. Oh, I don't think I've ever been so happy in my life, Paul. This guy at dinner tonight, name was Beecham, Horace W. Beecham, came wandering into the office one day thinking about buying a lot, and, well, I don't try to sell him anything, I just talk. So we made a date for some handball and a swim, dinner. I beat him at handball.
Yeah.
Swam faster than he could, too. And then at dinner, he said, mind you now, I didn't even bring up the subject. He said, now, Mr. Barber, let's talk business. And the next thing you know, I had him in my pocket. Not only that, he wanted to know where I buy my clothes.
Cliff, I'm happy for you.
Success is wonderful. Hey, where's Dad tonight?
Well, he and Mom walked over to Jack's after dinner.
Oh, I kind of missed his beaming welcome when I came in the door. You know, in my loose ends period just passed, I'd feel a hangdog look come over my face when I came trudging home from the golf course. Because Dad would be around somewhere and I'd practically read his mind. He'd say to himself, there's my son, Clifford. Not worth a good gosh darn. But now, boy, the loving I get when I get home.
Well, he's happy for you too, Cliff.
Oh, he's a nice old guy. Oh, boy. I used to get so sore at him. I used to think unless you can be a square peg in a round hole, you'll never make the old man happy. But I can kind of see myself from his point of view now. I mean, where I used to be. He just wanted me to get going, that's all. Like Morty said last night, he's awful doggone fond of me, really.
Of course he is.
Did he tell you about his plan to buy me a partnership in Emmett Harper's real estate company?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's something, isn't it? Morty says I ought to be absolutely thrilled to death, and I am, too. I proposed to Morty last night.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yep.
You proposed in so many words?
Yep. I didn't think I'd ever hear myself saying that to anybody again. At will you marry me? That's a pretty darn momentous little speech. In the air a couple of weeks ago, I was afraid the thing was going to get serious, and I told her so. Well, the gal gave me some of my own medicine last night.
Oh?
Yeah, she said we're going to have to do some thinking about it. That'll teach me, won't it? But it'll be all right. It's a funny thing, I kind of sense sometimes that she's... Oh, she's... What's the word? She's handling me, you know, kind of like a psychologist, sort of. Everything she does and says is designed to keep me from feeling trapped. In the old days, whenever I began to like a gal, well, right along with the heavy breathing would go a kind of a trapped feeling. Suppose it was some kind of a complex, really?
I don't know, Cliff.
Well, Morty makes me feel that I've got to have her, and at the same time, I'm as free as a breeze.
Well, that, it seems to me, must take some doing.
Well, sure, she is quite a gal. I never met anybody like her in my life. She just pops, Morty is.
You plan to tell Dad that you proposed?
No, I don't think so. You bring Dad in on these things, and all of a sudden, everything's accelerating. I'm satisfied the way things are right now. Golly, Paul, I couldn't ask for any better setup than I've got right this minute, no
you
matter...
You guys up here?
Oh, it's Jack. Hi!
Come on in, Jack.
Boy, I'm getting older. These stairs are steeper every time I come up.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jack.
Hi, fella.
Dad and Mom were over at the house, and I walked back with Dad. He was wondering if you were home yet, Cliff. Hey!
Huh?
Stand up and let me look.
Pretty snappy dresser, isn't he?
Hey!
It's a brown and teddler suit. Remember, Jack, we used to buy our clothes there when we were in college?
That's a really good-looking outfit, Cliff.
Shoes, too, see? Shirt, tie. Want to see my new shorts and socks? Well, you guys excuse me. If Dad's home, I want to get that evening greeting. It's good for my expanding soul.
I'll see you later, Cliff.
Oh, I'll be back.
Did you ever see such a change in a guy in your life?
Shoots up like mercury in the heat, doesn't he?
Oh, it's Maudie, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Betty was saying tonight at dinner, it makes her proud of her sex. She says that just goes to show what a woman can do for a man. I hope Cliff puts a rope around her. There isn't anybody in the world that could keep Cliff's batteries charged up the way Maudie does. How's it going, you know?
Well, you saw him just now. He isn't quite touching the ground.
Yeah. Dad confided in me tonight. I think he'd give Cliff the world with a little red fence around it if he'd proposed to Maudie. The only trouble is, Dad's liable to push a little too hard.
What else did Maudie say?
That's about all. Oh, yes, yeah, she said, if you do buy the partnership for me, of course, this was more of a joke. She said she thought Barber and Harper had better euphony than Harbor and Barber.
She thinks of everything, eh?
She said, just leave it to your father. He could put it over if he wanted to.
Well, we won't try to do that, Clifford. Mr. Harper has been in business over there on Geary Street a great many years now. He's a stiff-backed, proud old man. But there comes a time, you know, when even the most rugged individualist recognizes that he can no longer handle everything himself. However, I wouldn't assault his pride by asking him to put the younger partner's name before his own if we come to terms. As, of course, we shall. Did you see Maudie tonight?
No, I had this business appointment.
Yes, of course, but you had a long talk with her last night, you say.
Yeah.
She's a very sage young woman, Clifford. Yes, I myself would listen closely to her counsel. Yes. She felt that if I bought the partnership, that would be the right thing for you. Yeah. I mean to say that she feels, too, I presume, that you are ready for more responsibility, that you are looking to the future.
Sure, sure.
Yes. You conveyed to her, did you, that I think very highly of her?
Oh, it's mutual, Dad. She says she wants to adopt you as her father.
It wouldn't be too difficult a thing for her to do.
Hey, I was telling Paul tonight, you know something that happens to families? People don't really look at each other. They get so used to each other, they don't look.
Huh?
My new clothes, you didn't even notice.
Huh? Let me see. Oh!
Yeah. I picked it up at the tailor's this afternoon.
Splendid.
Herringbone. Got a tie, too.
Yeah, I see.
Socks, shoes.
Oh, you look like an up-and-coming young real estate partner, eh, Cleary? Yeah. That's a very, very nice suit. Maudie help you pick it out?
No, I did it myself. Dad, I want to say something to you. Maudie's made me realize...
Yes, Cliff?
Well, I can see myself now the way I used to be. I mean, I can see how it looked to you to have me sitting around here playing golf, not doing anything. I just couldn't seem to get going.
Yes, I know, my boy.
I was afraid of failure, I guess. Maudie says a lot of people never get anywhere because they're afraid. Well... She made me see that the surest way to fail is not to try. Now that I'm started, well, why, it's as easy as falling off a log.
Yes, yes.
I find all I have to do is talk to people, be agreeable, just be there. Maudie removed my fears somehow, and with her behind me, I feel I could do anything.
Yes, yes, yes.
And if you do want to go ahead and buy that partnership from Mr. Harper, why, well, I'll be everlastingly grateful, and I'll make good, too.
Yes, yes. Let's see if Mr. Harper's at home. I'll phone him right now. Then we'll go over and talk to him.
Okay, Dad.
Clifford, I haven't said anything to your mother about this.
Oh?
It's better sometimes with the distaff side to present an accomplished fact, eh? Oh, hello, Mr. Harper. Henry Barber. I want to come over with my son Clifford this evening. Huh? Oh. Oh.
Nothing gone wrong with it.
No, just a minute. Yes, yes, Mr. Harper. He's busy tonight. Hold on. Could you be in Mr. Harper's office, Clifford, tomorrow evening at 5:30?
Sure.
Mr. Harper, we'll be there. Huh? Of course we'll be prompt. Yes, you can count on us at 5 p.m. tomorrow, Mr. Harper. Yes, yes. 5:00 tomorrow. Yes, and we'll close the deal.
We'll be back in just a moment. You're not feeling up to par if you're beginning this week with a cold. But why suffer along? Try Tabsin, friends. Yes, Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N. The bright red tablets in the bright red package made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin is a different type tablet for symptoms of a cold. Yes, and you really should find out how Tabsin can help you. Now, Tabsin is a smooth-coated tablet, easy to swallow. It leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. And here's how it can help you. If you sniffle and sneeze when you have a cold, your nose gets red and your eyes water, well, Tabsin is especially formulated to help check this annoying, uncomfortable condition. And also, there are special ingredients in Tabsin to help ease the headache and reduce the fever, which so often accompany a cold. I know you'll agree that Tabsin gives you more complete relief from your cold misery. So do try it, won't you? Remember, when you take cold, take Tabsin, quick. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Now, when your mother comes home, don't let anything slip about this, Clifford.
I understand that.
You'll find, as you go on in business, that a man is wise to keep his own counsel until the proper moment for a denouement, as it were. Less bother that way.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for relief of your cold symptoms. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin, quick. Feel better, quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Personality versus Sweat, Chapter 17, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.